5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I don't believe in paranormal stuff. Like, at all. Whenever someone says they've seen a ghost, I assume they're either lying or not accounting for natural phenomena that can explain it away. Same with any kind of monsters or aliens or anything like that. To say I'm a skeptic would be underselling it. If I can't see it with my own eyes, it can't be real. That all changed 3 weeks ago. About 20 minutes from my house is a vast, green valley nestled between the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. The grass comes up to your hips and moves like ocean waves in the breeze. A tiny little river cuts through the valley, and you can hear it rustling all around you. It's tranquil and my happy place. When I need to recharge my batteries, I load up the car and head out for the valley. 3 weeks ago, things got really stressful in my life. My company had allowed us to work from home during the pandemic and promised we could work from home permanently, but then, without warning, changed course. They required us to come in. My parents are a health risk, and my dad, for whatever reason, had decided not to get vaccinated. It's been a sore spot with us for a while now. Coming back into the office and navigating the space after a year off was not an easy transition. Everyone was awkward. Everyone was afraid someone would get sick. Half the people wore a mask, half didn't. You felt judged by some if you had yours on. It was a nightmare. My bosses seemed to have stored their rage for a year and were unreasonably tough on us. I've walked into the bathroom to hear more than one person breaking down. It's like they felt a need to reestablish order now that we were back in person. They knew we couldn't just shut off our cameras during a Zoom call anymore, and they wanted to remind us of their power. It's been a mess. 3 weeks ago, Friday was a rough one. I spent the entire day putting out fires at work that I did not start. My boss laid into me about professionalism. I had dared to wear black sneakers, and I was just done with everyone. I usually don't do evening hikes, but I was near my breaking point. I seemed to have misjudged the time because the sun was already starting to set when I got there. Thankfully, I had been there enough that I would have been able to make my way around with no problem. I'd just make this a short walk and be done with it. If I still needed to chill out after my walk, I had wine at home. I parked my car in the lot. I was, not surprisingly, all alone, and headed out into the valley. My plan was to walk through the Central Valley, down to the river, and back. By that time, it should have been dark, and I'd head out. I grabbed a small flashlight I kept in my car, and headed out. The first leg of the hike was unsuccessful. Walking near the river, I heard the sound of hundreds of bees pollinating flowers. If you've never heard hundreds of bees in the wild, it's mesmerizing and incredible. It's a natural white noise machine. By the time I got to the river, it was pitch black already. I found a nice, dry spot, laid down on the ground, and stared up at the stars. There isn't a ton of light pollution out there, and you can see so many stars. I just stared in wonder and allowed myself to feel cosmetically small. After about 10 minutes of stargazing, I turned on my flashlight and headed back towards my car. Everything was fine, but when I got near the center of the field, my flashlight started to flicker. I hit it against my hand, but it didn't do anything. The flashlight went dead when I was standing in the middle of the grassy valley. Like I said earlier, I know the way back, but I wasn't thrilled with doing it in the dark. I yelled an expletive, the loudest I've ever screamed, and heard it echo back to me as it bounced off the foothills. I sighed and kept going. It was then I decided I was going to need that wine after all. When I was about 10 feet from the middle of the field, I noticed the temperature start to warm. On top of that, there was a buzzy feeling in the air, kind of like static electricity, and it was all around me. Then all the noise in the valley stopped. All I could hear was my heartbeat. I wanted to run, but my legs wouldn't budge. Not for lack of trying. I could feel my muscles attempt to move my body forward, but it was like I was fighting against hurricane winds. Something just stopped me from moving. Then I was surrounded by blue light. My heart raced, but I couldn't do anything. I couldn't crane my neck up to see what the hell was shooting that light at me. I couldn't scream or say a word. I suddenly felt pressure on my neck, and I blacked out. I don't remember anything after that. It's just gone from my memory. The neurons that store that encounter are burned out. My synapses couldn't pull anything from them. It was like I died, only I wasn't dead. I was a Schrodinger's hiker. The next I do remember was hearing the rushing of the river. I opened my eyes and saw that I had somehow ended up back at the water's edge. I had no clue how that happened or why. My head hurt. I had incredible pressure in my sinuses, and my vision was a little blurry at first. When it came back to normal, I glanced down at my watch and gasped. It was 3:15 in the morning. I stood on weirdly unstable legs and felt a chill go through my body. What the hell happened? I walked as fast as I could through the grass field and found my car where I had left it. It must have rained at some points because it was wet. I had no recollection of rain or even clouds earlier in the day. A quick glance at my phone showed me the nearby skies were clear and a 0% change of precipitation. What the hell was going on? When I finally got home 20 minutes later, I could feel my body giving way to exhaustion. I dragged myself into the house and crashed on the bed. I didn't even take off my shoes. I slept until noon. When I woke up, I was in a haze. The headache was gone, and my sinuses had cleared up. But I still felt odd. I spent the better part of the day in my bed, trying to recall what had happened. I was hoping maybe I could remember some of that missing time, but nothing came to mind. I was just gone for some time, and no one knew what had happened. It was a mystery that would never be solved. I tried putting it behind me, but it just kept popping up in my thoughts. I felt like I would need to go back to the grassy field to see if there was proof of anything. Maybe I missed something in the dark. I wasn't sure, but I was going to find out. The next day, I got back into my car and made the drive to the grass valley. When I got to the valley, I parked my car and headed out towards the middle of a field. That was the last place I remember being before I lost time. If there was anything to help me, I thought it might be in that place. Before I saw the area, I smelled it. The air was heavy with ozone, so much so that I started coughing. When I finally got to the spot, I was greeted with something very unsettling. The grass where the blue light had hit me was gone. Not ripped up or cut, but just missing. It was as if they had never been planted there at all. I leaned down to touch the soil and was shocked to find it hard and compacted down. It was so dense, I had to break out my keys and scratch into it before a chunk of it came loose. The ground underneath seemed normal enough, but the whole place had an odd vibe. It was about then that my sinuses started hurting again. Everything was in bloom, and I've had allergic reactions to things in the past, but this seems different. I could almost localize the pain in my head to a specific spot. Most of my headaches tend to radiate all over my skull, but this was super specific. I didn't want to leave without stopping by the river, but this pain was killing me. I doubled over in pain and actually threw up on an anthill. In hindsight, I felt terrible for them, but at the moment, I thought my skull was going to split open. I stood up and made my way to the river. I assumed running some cold water over my head might help me with the pain. When I got to the spot where I woke up the night before, I dunked my head into the water. It must have helped, because the throbbing slowed. I looked around the riverbank for about half an hour to see if I could find anything. But there was nothing. It seemed my trip was in vain. But something odd happened as I walked back out. As soon as I passed the missing grass spot, my head started to throb again. As soon as I was past it, it stopped. It seemed that, somehow, my head and that patch of burnt grass were connected. After that, I decided to leave. I left, not understanding anything more than I did when I arrived, except that a patch of the ground caused blistering sinus headaches. I didn't even know what to do with that information other than to avoid that spot in the future. That night, I had a drink or two, and laid around in my bed watching Netflix until about 11. I tried to drive the incident out of my head, but I couldn't let it go. It kept popping back up in my thoughts, and no amount of alcohol and cheesy holiday movies would drive it away. I eventually shut my brain up enough to lay down and head to sleep. That's when things got weird. I don't even remember what time it was, but all of a sudden, I heard the calm, robotic voice of my alarm system say,
"Movements at the front door."
It snapped me from my slumber. I reached for my phone and checked the app. I saw my front porch on the screen. Only there was nothing there. Just bugs buzzing around the now glowing porch light. "Cats," I said to myself as I rolled back over. Sometimes the strays dash in front of my house and set off the alarm. I was sure that was it.
"Movements in the kitchen."
That was not a stray cat. I grabbed my glasses and stared out into the darkness towards my door. My kitchen was only a hallway away from my room, and I knew something was heading my way. I was looking for any evidence of movements under the crack of the door. A shadow moving, something. I pulled out my phone and selected the kitchen camera I had set up, and again, saw nothing. Nothing even looked out of place. When you're scared, any crazy idea suddenly makes sense to help chase away the fear. I assumed that the alarm system was on the fritz, probably a problem all over the country. Better check the trending topics on Twitter to see if that was the case.
"Movements in the..."
Then the power went out. I knew the camera that would have been triggered would have been the one pointing down my hallway, which meant that someone had come in through the door, through the kitchen, and was heading my way. And now the power was off. But wait, my front door was locked. How did someone get through the door? I would have heard a break-in. I would have seen it on the video. None of this made sense. Then my eyes caught a shadow moving. Only, it wasn't outside of my room. It was in it. Then I saw another. And one more. There were three people in the shadows, just 2 feet from the edge of my bed. I kept a bat near the side of my bed, and I slowly reached over to grab it. That's when I got the most side-splitting headache I'd ever had. I clutched my forehead and tried to scream, only my voice was frozen. I couldn't talk. In fact, just like the other night, I couldn't hear anything but my heartbeat. My eyes scanned the darkness, trying to see who was in my room, trying to make sense of this. I couldn't focus because my head was throbbing. That's when a blue light surrounded my whole bed, and I couldn't move again. My heart was racing, but I couldn't even look away. My eyes were frozen open. The one thing I could do was stay frozen in fear and watch as a being from the opposite corner of my room lit up a red light and pointed it at me. In the red glow, I saw the faint outline of a large, almond-shaped eye on a gray, expressionless face. I heard the bees this time. They're what woke me up. I looked around and realized where I was. Near the river, in the grass valley. At first, I thought it was a dream, but I knew this was real when a mosquito bit me. I sat up and glanced at my watch. 3:15 in the morning. I started crying. I didn't know what else to do. I sat there for a good 10 minutes and let it all out. When I finally calmed myself down, I had to figure out how to get home. For some reason, I thought I should check out the parking lot before heading out towards a gas station or anything that might be open at this hour. When I got to the parking lot, I gasped. My car was there. It was soaking wet, like it had just driven out of a major storm. But I was sure it was mine. I circled it, looking for any clues about how the hell it got there. And I didn't see anything. Did I dream the abduction? Did I dream the abduction? Did I have some sort of super advanced form of sleepwalking, driven from extreme stress, where I drove my car to the valley? The one place my brain knew I could relax? Was I subconsciously trying to heal my psychological wounds? Those thoughts were dashed when I walked to the car's backside and noticed no tire tracks were leading to the parking lot. It was as if the car had been placed there by some benevolent god. I opened the door and saw the keys sitting in the ignition. I turned them, and the car started right up. Without hesitation, I put it in reverse and gunned it back home. All of this leads me to tonight. It's been 3 weeks since that first encounter, and I've woken up in the field 6 times since then. Every time it's 3:15 in the morning. Every time my car is waiting for me. I'm starting to recognize when it's about to happen. It's like I've developed a sixth sense for the abductions. I'm sitting in my bed, writing this down as a way to keep calm tonight. I felt a twinge in my forehead an hour ago, usually a precursor to the event. I'm writing this down in case, one morning, I don't wake up in the grassy valley at 3:15 in the morning. In case they decide I need to go somewhere else, or some time else. In case they decide they're finished with me. I don't know when that day will come, and what's worse, I don't know if I fear it or welcome it.
Movements at the front door.